listening to Real World News.
Transnational corporations and their role in the climate crisis. Argentinian activist Gonzalo Barrón said it's outrageous that the world governments cannot reach minimum commitments to tackle climate change. Just before the end of the UN official climate negotiations held in Durban, South Africa, in December, Barrón said that the international talks were doomed, at least at the COP17, which he said is outrageous for the world's peoples. The member of the Hemispheric Social Alliance, a movement that comprises social organizations and thematic networks of the Americas, was right. The UN negotiations did not lead to any legally binding commitments on polluting emission reductions that will help developing countries to face a crisis. However, in an interview with Real World Radio, Barrón was also self-critical. I believe our mobilizations have been rather weak. There is no awareness on the urgency of mobilizing to make this change, he said. Our survival is at stake. We interviewed Barrón at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban, where the civil society events were held in parallel to the UN negotiations at the International Convention Center of Durban. The side event was organized by groups including the Transnational Institute from the Netherlands, the Hemispheric Social Alliance, Ecologistas en Acción from Spain, and FASE from Brazil.
You are listening to Real World News.